Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's Wealth Building Wednesday. Today is October 12th when we are recording this. I'm your host, Matty A. As always, my co-host, Mr. Ryan Breedwell.
What up?
Welcome into today's show.
Welcome.
You know, do you see the Hodge twins on online? Do you know who those guys are?
The Hodge twins, no.
These two black dudes are hardcore Republicans, but they're also comedians.
Oh, I think I know. Are they kind of like in good shape?
Yeah, they're in good shape, but they have their own podcast, and they always start their show off with, yeah, welcome to the show. And it's pretty funny. They're hilarious. They do get a lot of flack because they go in on people, but they don't give a shit either, which is kind of why I like them a little bit.
Yeah.
If you guys are new to the show, be sure to hit that. Oh, let me see. I got my stream deck. Hit that subscribe button. Oh, look at that. Yeah,
whoa.
You see that? See, Ryan, we got the new studio set up here.
It's like right here.
And you guys can see us. If you want to see our faces for radio, you can go on YouTube on Millionaire Mindcast and check out our Wealth Building Wednesdays. But we got these cool little graphic buttons that can pop up. So if you are watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit that like button. Ooh, or drop us a comment. See, you like that? Wow.
I'm getting used to this.
This is like Vanna White over here.
One of these days.
If you guys haven't done so already, be sure to shoot us a text at 844-447-1555. Say what up. If you guys got questions for us that you want us to answer on the show, be sure to send those in. If you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free x-ray, be sure to text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Tell them what an x-ray is, first and foremost.
An x-ray, guys, is just a simple overview of what you're currently doing. It comes with a full financial plan on your investments, on your insurance, on your real estate stuff. Kind of to see if there's any gaps that we can fill to help streamline your road to a million and beyond.
Ooh.
Ooh,
you are on. We've been gone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, sorry guys, I have a life.
He was on vacation. I went on vacation. I was hiking the Appalachian Trail with some buddies, so I was off grid. And then I came right off the plane, picked up my ladies, and
picked up my keys.
I went over to Ryan's house and picked up the keys to his beautiful cabin up in Lake Tahoe. And man, thank you for that, by the way. That was like, the girls just said that
was your anniversary.
I know, but it was one of those things where, you know, and that's the beauty of, I was talking about this when I was up at your cabin, was long, long time ago, I literally remember dreaming about the day that I would have the ability to have work and play be so synergistic that it was just life. And I used to get so fired up and so excited for the weekends because I was fucking grinding all the time, you know, 80, 90 hours a week on one day when I'm financially free and I can do whatever I want with who I want, when I want.
You sounded like a badass dude if you were talking like that.
And it was, but it was one of those things where, you know, you think about, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this in the sense of I was grinding so hard that when the weekends came, I was so excited for them. And I was thinking about how amazing it is that when I got to that place where I was financially free, but I still was so passionate about what I was doing and what I was working on and the projects and the wealth building opportunities. It was like this whole ecosystem, my life, business, health, family, fun, all of it was together. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of one of those surreal moments of just going, man, like this is my life. And I had that vision and I got to enjoy that and you were a big part of that. So thank you, brother, because you take care of my money and you make me money. So thank you for that. And you give me access to your beautiful cabin. With that being said, we got a lot of stuff on the show today for you guys. We got a lot of stuff that's happened over the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Including dude, me catching
my hair
a wicked,
just keeps getting in my way. Look at that.
I know you guys probably can't tell, but this is caramely for your boy. So I got a
dude,
little
I'm
bit
looking
of,
pasty over
I
here.
I got a little bit of brown.
I'm looking
Mexico.
Real pasty, but that's all right. Amy Coney Barrett, the confirmation hearings start this week.
Actually today, because we're recording on Monday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, on Monday. So most likely she's going to get, I don't see how she's not going to get confirmed in.
I feel the same way. I mean, this is the exact same thing that happened with Brett Kavanaugh.
I mean, they're already, the smear campaigns have started. What's going on between the left and the right is just, it's nuts right now.
It just keeps getting more and more and more.
It's crazy. Nancy Pelosi talking about the 25th Amendment and, you know, trying to essentially position that Trump is unfit, unstable, unhealthy to carry out his presidential duties.
She just noticed almost at the end of his term.
Right. Like it just, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. In kind of funny news, did you watch Saturday Night Live?
No, but I did see that the whole rigmarole about the one guy that was supposed to perform, the country music artist that was supposed to perform.
Oh, there. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a country music artist, and then a video of him popped up at a party, and that breached SNL's COVID protocol. So they called them and was like, you can't come on the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was a big deal this weekend.
All I know is that shit was pretty funny. Of course, we know where SNL, you know, what side they lean on. Very liberal, but yeah. In general, you know, one of the things that I think is important to note is right now, you know, as we are how many days away from the election? 21 days
3 weeks
away from the election. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of narrative flying around that is or isn't true. There is a lot of propaganda flying around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's ultimately, in my opinion, taking away from the fact that we're not serving the American community right now.
I would agree. Detracting from
it. I mean,
it.
When you look at the stimulus bill, for example,
mm-hmm.
It was a no-go.
Again.
Trump then obviously jumps in and goes, I don't want them negotiating anymore. Pull back, right? And then, but who had the final say?
Papa Powell came in and was like, the money printer is running low on bullets. I need some stimulus, my man.
And, you know, I found that kind of interesting because what does that tell you? If the president says, nope, pull back, Nancy Pelosi and them, and right, they can't agree, McConnell can't agree.
It sounds like just a bunch of knee-jerk reactions from both sides with like.
But then who came in with the final hammer? The Fed.
The Fed. And the Fed said in their remarks, with Powell kind of summarizing, you know, the market is ticking along, but in order to keep it ticking along and hobbling along till we can kind of recover, we need more stimulus.
Right.
So Trump had to walk back what he said.
Which he doesn't really do. And, you know, I was talking with somebody else about this the other day. Why is it that politicians have such a hard time saying they were wrong?
Because it's probably because, especially as the president, you are admitting to the world you are wrong versus just like a...
But don't you think that would humanize you more? That would ultimately gain more empathy, bring more people towards the fact that maybe they just, hey, I don't like this guy, but you know what? Like, he admitted that he was wrong.
Yeah.
Or I'm just saying politicians in general. Like, you never see a politician, when they get asked something directly, they always bullshit or tiptoe around it instead of saying, you know what? Yeah, I thought this back then, and I... You know, I've learned a lot more. I've grown. I've changed, you know, and I still think this, but, you know, I've adopted and changed based on this or that. And, like, you just never hear them say, like, oh, I was wrong, or I made a mistake, or I don't think or feel that way anymore. And they just will live and die by lying almost.
Yeah, well, actually, that's the culture of politics.
Which is what I hate.
Yeah, which sucks because, you know, all politicians, no matter what party they're from, lie.
Yeah.
It's like a requirement to be a politician. And the weird thing is there's like no rules against lying. It's like because we have freedom of speech, you can lie.
Right.
I don't get that.
It's crazy. But at the end of the day, right, the election and what is going on right now, it has drastically, you know, impacted the market over the last really couple weeks, but let's say months.
Yeah, kind of since mid-August. It's been the market's kind of been on this contraction, and a contraction is where we kind of move sideways and we bounce. It's not really going anywhere, but we keep having swings in the market. So really, that's only good for day traders.
So what are you guys seeing then from the, you know, individuals who are investing long term, have the crockpot versus the microwave mindset? What are you guys seeing? What are you guys doing? And how are the elections affecting the stock market and your investment outlook?
So for a long-term investor, you know, next year is not long-term. 5 years from now is not long-term. 10 years from now is long-term plus. So we don't really focus on the short-term, minus deciding what we're going to do and maybe where we're going to allocate the dollars. We had, for my long-term investors, they're just dumping more money into their accounts because they know they're long-term. And a lot of them are qualified accounts, which have age 59 and a half restrictions. So you can't touch the money anyway.
Yep.
And I always just use the grocery store. You know, hey, when you go to the grocery store and steak is on sale, you don't say, oh, no, I'm not getting that steak because it's cheap. You know, you don't do that. You buy it. You buy it because it's on sale.
Right.
So when the stock market is in the red, that's because it's on sale. So we do a very good job of educating our clients on that. So we do not have a ton of issues like a lot of other brokers or financial advisors do because they sell performance. We don't sell performance. We just sell quantifiable results. Second to that, we had a couple weeks back pulled back on our risk, like the risk assets in the portfolio. We kind of tailored them back a little bit to make sure.
So you weren't like heavy bullish, but you guys were thinking, all right, it's not going to be too volatile.
The scene we were in was a cautiously bullish scene,
okay.
Meaning we wanted some exposure to equities, but we also didn't want to go full balls out. We have since, as of last week, we kind of, our algorithm signaled that we needed to start layering on some more risk assets.
Any particular reasons why, or what you guys saw, or was it, you know, a Trump tweet? Was it something that was going on?
All technical indicators, because we do technical, quantitative, and fundamental analysis, and then we put that all together.
Yep.
Quantitatively and technically, the 50-day moving average on the S&P 500 keeps getting tested pretty hard, and even though it did slightly dip below that a couple weeks back, it shot right back through, which tells us that heavy, you know, large traders, hedge funds, and smart money is still going in on the market long term. That also tells us that it's likely not going to be an immediate effect to the market, no matter who is elected as president. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like a sharp dip. I told you that my opinion was, and I said this, you know, months ago as well, if a Democrat is elected, it's going to be an inherited drop in the market, meaning it'll take a few months to be baked in because corporations are not going to want to pay the high taxes. They're going to cut the jobs. They're like, wait, we just got all these jobs in. How do we get rid of these jobs without, you know, losing our PPP loans or anything like that? So that'll start hitting, coupled with the wave of foreclosures that are coming into Q1, Q2 next year. If we have a current administration reelected, we have other issues on the table like China. We have now Turkey, Armenia stuff. We have Taiwan. So that kind of stuff is going to be baked into the market. And one of the things that the current administration has gotten a lot of notoriety for is not being involved in world conflicts. Well, we have three conflicts that the world is kind of like, hey, we're kind of used to the world police jumping in and you guys spending your money and da-da-da-da-da, and that's not really happening. So, and it's too close to an election for anything to happen or any decisions to be made or yep. any kind of pointers to be laid out. So we have a lot of interesting stuff coming for the market. But my opinion is, and we've said this many times before, if you have a set of rules and principles and you follow them, you're generally going to be more successful than the person that tries to shift and time the market and do all this other stuff. And mm-hmm. What you guys are going to see is a lot of the people that you see on the internet that are successful this year are not going to be here next year. I know a lot of those people. If I was a mean person, I would name them off.
But Do it.
No, I'm not.
Do it.
I know a lot of those people. And the thing is, a lot of them caught their bag in March, in April, in May, and June of this year when money was exchanging hands.
Well, if you were in the game this year and you weren't sitting on the sidelines, I don't want to say you got lucky, because I don't think it was luck, right? You got to be in the game to win. But it was kind of hard to lose this year with what happened in the stock market, right?
Yeah. Well, it was... It's just like being... it's like being an advisor and saying that you figured out a way to make really good gains this year, because pretty much everything has made money since the drop of the market. It would be really a better argument like, how did you buffer any losses? Because that's really what's hard to do in a down market is mitigate losses. It's not hard to make money in a market that just swooping up.
Yeah.
So I just think a lot, be really careful, guys, on Instagram courses, going all in on stuff. I've seen a lot of businesses built from people that I know, and built on the fact of, hey, we're gonna always be able to just drive for dollars and door knock. And the reality is that that's not going to happen. When you have a wave of foreclosures, the courts aren't going to sit around and say, okay, well, let's just wait for regular investors to come around. By the way, you guys don't have any way to get any money. If you haven't really, if hasn't light bulb hasn't caught on. So then you're going to have all these places that are leveraged and built on this market when this market is a short-term market. It's mm-hmm. not going to be this. You can ask Matt. He's been in the game way longer than I have. The real estate market doesn't move like this long term.
No.
Just like the stock market doesn't move like this long term. So it just is, I'm gonna have a lot of I told you so's next year, like I always do, because I'm a long term forward thinker. But yep. it scares me, because there's a lot of people getting super heavily leveraged on SFRs, getting into Airbnbs, and that stuff's not going to be working next year, guys. I'm sorry. The stuff that's not sexy, that's long term, is what's going to be working.
It's going to be really interesting to see, in hindsight, right? Hindsight's always 50-50, how people feel about the moves they made in 2020
mm-hmm.
and how, there's a lot of quote unquote smart people right now.
Yeah.
That I don't want to say are getting lucky. It's just,
I'll say it. They're getting lucky.
They're in the game, and the game is ultimately, with the landscape we're in right now, hard to lose. It's hard to lose. There's a lot. I see so many people, that are flipping houses, that are wholesaling right now, that are buying single families, thinking that they're getting great deals, and I have also seen in previous market cycles people that have done exactly that in similar landscapes like this. Again, every single one is different.
Yeah.
But when the market shifts and they're caught holding the bag and they get caught with their pants down, they're like, fuck.
Don't be surprised when some of these pages go quiet.
Exactly. So that'll be really interesting. And I think it's just one of those things where, not saying you should be scared, right? Because scared money doesn't make money. But I would say be cautious and go back to what Ryan said earlier of, having your principles, having the right counsel around you. Those are going to be the things that give you the confidence
mm-hmm.
and the guardrails to still stay in the game and make money, but also to position yourself. Like, I'm sitting in more cash than I've ever sat in my entire... I've never had as much cash as I have in my checking account and some of my, you know, accounts right now than ever before. And that's, you know, 3, 4, 5-fold, because I know that there's opportunity coming in this next market cycle. I'm not going to... And I did make a 2021 real estate prediction. You guys can see that on the YouTube channel. I went through and I broke down a lot of the data that I track. Yep. So you guys can see that on there. I don't think it's going to be as catastrophic as everybody maybe is hoping for, but I can tell you this much, there's going to be some great opportunities. Yeah. For example, I had someone the other day email me, and 4 businesses that have been in ultimately an operation for over 2 decades, business owners are like, I'm done, I'm getting out. And these are like good, solid, pretty decent operating businesses with long-term standing financials. And the business owners are, I'm done, I'm retiring, this is my way to get out. You're going to see massive waves of business opportunities, also business bankruptcies. You're going to see massive waves of people putting their houses on the market because they need to capture that equity because of other things that are ultimately weighing heavy on them to financially have to do some of those things. And that's one of the only bargaining chips they're going to have left financially is, oh shit, well, I got equity in my home. There may not be as many foreclosures as people are thinking or hoping for.
Yep.
But at the end of the day,
there's still going to be a lot.
There's still going to be a lot.
And the main reason for that, guys, from our study, is mainly because we don't have a lot of teaser rates on loans right now. So if the value of the house drops, the interest rate of the loan is not going to go up in a reverse order like that we had a lot in 2008. We had a lot of pop-up rates on loans.
Yep.
So that's another reason why that's not going to happen.
Yeah, so go check out that YouTube video on my 2021 real estate prediction, whether it's going to be a continued boom like we're seeing right now. Is there going to be a bust? Are we going to see a massive crash? I do think, though, right now is the time to be very optimistic but very cautious in the sense that there are indicators and variables in this equation that should give you some confidence to navigate the landscape. One of those being shortage of inventory, right? But that could change relatively quickly.
Yep.
I think there's going to be a lot of, I'll give you an example. We've been tracking mortgage forbearance. As of October 6th, 2.97 million homeowners carried COVID-19 related forbearance plans, representing 5.6% of all active mortgages. This is down from 6.8% 1 week earlier, and the 2 weeks combined represented $614 billion in unpaid principal. If you guys have been following the show, you know this was at the peak, the height of forbearances during COVID. This was close to 10% of all mortgages originated in the U.S., at least government-backed, and we were at almost $1 trillion in unpaid principal.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been seeing things kind of like, okay, people are catching up a little bit, right? But at the end of the day, when you look at that number, that's still a significant amount of homeowners that are going to be forced to make some kind of decision and either come whole with a bank or do some kind of modification or some kind of refinance, which you really can't do if you were in forbearance and you don't come current. And they're probably going to put their house on the market, right? Inventory might go up. Foreclosure processes are going to start. Eviction moratoriums are ultimately going to end up being lifted. So therefore, that's going to create a domino effect in some aspect of the real estate housing market.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
So there's a lot of things that, again, catastrophic crash, I don't know. A lot of shit can change, and we've seen it change on a dime this year. If that hasn't shown you anything, that you got to be able to pay attention quickly and pivot quickly. You know, there's a lot that could still happen by the end of 2021. But I do know that there's opportunity coming in 2021, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
The dust is, you know, I don't even think it's really settled. It's still kind of kicked up ultimately, and I don't think we're going to see it settle or start to settle until probably early 2021 after this election, because who knows who the hell our president's going to be and when we're actually going to know that. We're not going to know it on November 3rd.
No, probably know it between, my guess is between the 6th and the 9th, but shit, I've been...
Right? I mean, and that's something that, you know, if they have to go back and recount and then it goes to the Supreme Court. I mean, it could be ultimately months until we know who our president is and then responses to that president, right? Because we were talking about this a little bit earlier. What is it? What do you think the stock market is going to do if Biden gets elected?
It's going to, in both cases, in my opinion, immediately following, the only way we're going to get a rip up in the market is if the current administration is reelected. The market will still continue to do what it's been doing, in my opinion, for a short period of time until the COVID-19 becomes the second most important or becomes not on the forefront of people's minds. And then they get sober to the fact that, wow, we just, you know, this is now all households making over $400,000 are now going to be in the highest tax bracket.
Yep.
We got terrible, terrible, terrible tax implications for real estate, changes to possible 1031 exchanges, changes to 1045 exchanges for business sales. There's a lot of stuff that's not good with Democratic policies. And the main thing it's not good for is for big business. It's
for capitalism.
For capitalism, yes. It drives heavy government involvement in your day-to-day life.
Socialism.
Correct, which then says, well, because we're super involved in your life, we need more taxes. And then they just need more and more and more taxes. The Republican side of the card, take this administration out of the situation, is for less government involvement and more open market and letting the markets kind of dictate what happens. That is why for the longest period of time until the advent of social media and styrofoam spines, people were okay with having capitalism, because if you sucked, you sucked. So the people that didn't suck are going to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
You can then go work for them. But what happens is people get upset and they put their hand out and they cry and they moan, oh, woe is me. This is not fair. I didn't win. I need my second, third place trophy. And then you have these type of principles come in, because you get enough people that more people lose always than win. It's just the fact of the matter.
Yep.
That's why you have icons in the investing world like Warren Buffett. People don't win like Warren Buffett, but everybody loves Warren Buffett because he's a great and successful investor. More people lose than win. The problem is people don't know how to lose because they get second and third place trophies, and they need to have something shiny given to them, and they don't have adversity in their life. So that is the big issue that's going on right now in our economy, in politics, and in the world, and it's like starting to play out in kind of everything. Your world, real estate, my world, investing, everything intersecting. So it's going to be interesting to see when the next administration, be it Biden, be it the current one, is elected or reelected, what the economy is going to do. But in my opinion, both sides of the card are going to have something to deal with. It's just who's going to deal with it better. And I would just take 2008 as my example of how Democrats deal with stress in the market. And it takes months and months and months to get stimulus. And I will look at this current administration and I will look at 2 weeks. So for me, I would rather have something that moves fast than slow, because time value of money says money now is worth more than money then.
And at the end of the day, you got to keep in mind, based on your goals and when you want to achieve them by, that, you know, this is just going to be one small blip in the timeline of your investing journey.
Mm-hmm.
So don't invest with emotion. Don't invest on the fact that you love Trump or that you hate Trump. Invest with the long-term timeline at hand, and keep that at the forefront of your decision making.
Yeah.
And reach out to people like Ryan, reach out to people like me, you know, get that financial x-ray. If you want that financial x-ray, take advantage of that by text x-ray to 844-447-1555. He can go through your entire investment portfolio and talk about, based on those investing goals, based on when you want to achieve that financial freedom or what moves you're looking to make, when you want to diversify, how that plan should look. If you don't have somebody giving you that second, third, fourth, fifth set of eyes and opinion, you're doing yourself a disservice. So, yep. Same thing on real estate investing. If you guys want to talk to me about real estate investing and what the overall investment opportunities look like, now in the, you know, future, what you're in currently, what opportunities I'm investing in. Also, you know, we've got some exciting opportunities that many of you have invested in with me. Laundromats, we're working on right now, 145 unit syndication in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
So that's something that's exciting. If you guys want more information on that, text the word deals to 844-447-1555. Whether it's that one or future opportunities, those are passive investments that you guys can learn more about, and what, you know, I'm in myself, and what other investors in my network are in and are going after. So you guys will get exclusive information if you're a Millionaire Mindcast family member and listener. That's all free, right? And mm-hmm. And again, this is not investing advice for you guys. This is just to give you our opinion, what we're doing, and what we're seeing. And you can, right, go through that and determine how that might apply to the goals and what you're looking to accomplish. So with that being said, we appreciate you guys listening in each and every week. If you're not watching this on YouTube, feel free to go over to YouTube and check it out. We got all kinds of other videos on the YouTube channel now. You guys, of course, we want you to subscribe.
Please subscribe. Hit that like button.
Where's that? Oh, there we go. Click it. And if you like this video, if there was some value in this, I'll give it a thumbs up.
Hit that like.
Oh, look at that. We are getting high tech over here, guys. this just shows you how unhigh tech we are. We're like getting fucking fired up.
1 year ago to today.
Oh, this is good stuff. All right. With that being said, if you guys want more information on our wealth camps, you can text the word wealth camp to 844-447-1555. Basically, it's a high net worth experience for somebody that has net worth of $1 million or more to come hang out with Ryan and I and other like-minded investors to talk about growing, scaling, and building your wealth, your investment portfolio. So you can text the word wealth camp to 844-447-1555. And with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to $1 million and beyond. We will see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. Be sure to tune in next week for more news and updates. If you got some value from today's show, all we ask is that you either leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or share this with somebody that you know can gain some insight, some value from it. One of the things that you guys know about Ryan and I is, you know, we definitely won't say we have all the answers, and we definitely won't say we know it all. We just want to bring conversation to the areas, the topics that we believe are really important to bring attention and awareness to help you sharpen your axe, put more tools on your tool belt, weaponize you to make the best decisions that align not only with your financial goals, right, but your lifestyle goals. So if you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free financial x-ray on your investment portfolio, all you have to do is text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Most people have no idea what, you know, they're being charged from a fee perspective, or really in most cases overcharged, and whether or not their current investment plan is actually aligned with what they're trying to accomplish and by when. And this is something Ryan does for all of our listeners for free. So be sure to take them up on that X-ray, one word, 844-447-1555. Also, if you are someone who is serious about building your wealth and you're already kind of established, but you want to surround yourself with other like-minded, high net worth individuals, be sure to text WealthCamp, one word, to 844-447-1555 to learn more about our intimate five-star experiences with other like-minded business owners and investors, to cross-pollinate, to hear what they're doing, and to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we're doing it. And last, if you want to know more about consulting or getting mentorship directly from me or from Ryan, you can learn more by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, that's all for this week. Until next, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.